Good morning, beloved. In Psalm 119, beginning in verse 97, we hear this. Oh, how I love your law. It is my meditation all the day. Your commandment makes me wiser than my enemies, for it is ever with me. I have more understanding than all my teachers, for your testimonies are my meditation. I understand more than the aged, for I keep your precepts. I hold back my feet from every evil way in order to keep your word. I do not turn aside from your rules, for you have taught me. How sweet are your words to my taste, sweeter than honey to my mouth. Through your precepts, I get understanding. Therefore, I hate every false way. God, it is your word that gives us clarity on how to pray for the people of Togo. God, we pray that your word would be not only informative to their minds, it would be delightful to their souls. We pray that you would strip away the fear of man that can so easily esteem one person as more important than another, but that there would truly be a way that love issues forth in honoring different people in their different ages and stages in life. God, we ask that above all, it would be a holy delight in you and seeing your goodness, your grace, and your glory that would bid the people of Togo to put to death that which is sinful, satanic, and seductive. We pray that your people would delight in your precepts with such longing that Sunday morning worship with the fellowship of the saints would be the highlight of the week. The dwelling in the presence of those who have your name put upon them and have been redeemed by the blood, it would be that which is delightful for children. It would be that which builds community among men and establishes women in the fortitude of their daily tasks. Because you, Father, Son, and Spirit, would delight to make known your kindness, your holiness, your justice, and your wrath among the people of Togo. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. Lord bless you, beloved. Bye.